It's Friday, November 19th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Graduation rates for seniors in Nevada slightly decreased in 2021. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the details on the data released by the Nevada Department of Education.
Statewide, just over 81% of seniors graduated. Story County School District saw the largest increase, with 12 percentage point growth. Story, along with four other rural school districts, exceeded a 94% grad rate. Several northern Nevada counties saw decreases, such as Washoe, Elko, and Douglas, and Lander County had the lowest outcome, with only 67% of seniors graduating. Statewide, the graduation rate for students who identify as Black or African American increased, while all other races and ethnicities decreased. The largest decrease was amongst American Indian or Alaska Native students. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
The Democrat-controlled Nevada legislature finished the redistricting process on Tuesday. Utah, Colorado, and Idaho all approved their updated districts earlier this month. Emily Persaud Zamora is with Silver State Voices, a nonpartisan community engagement group. She says Latinos got left behind in Nevada because they were split among more congressional districts than before.
We did walk away with frustration that the largest community of color in the state of Nevada is not being accurately represented.
Experts at Common Cause say redistricting has been a mixed bag for Latinos around the West. In New Mexico and Colorado, the process was more inclusive, but in Utah, politicians overrode community feedback. Douglas County Sheriff Dan Coverley announced this week that he will run for a second term. That's according to multiple media outlets in the region. During his first term, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office was the first law enforcement agency in Nevada to deploy technology that allows first responders, in addition to dispatchers, to hear 911 calls in real time. Coverley also led evacuation efforts for the Tamarack and Caldor fires. The sheriff has also faced controversy, though. Last summer, he made national headlines after telling the county library to not call 911 after they proposed to make a statement in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. After being victimized by massive unemployment fraud, housing officials in California and other states are reporting few fraudulent applications in their rental assistance programs. States saw massive amounts of fraud for unemployment benefits as they rushed to get the money approved quickly. But in California, state officials say they have identified just 1,800 fraudulent rental assistance applications out of nearly 500,000. The city of Reno is getting a $7 million federal grant to support upgrades to the Arlington Street Bridge. The money will be used to help replace two aging bridges on the street in downtown Reno. According to the Regional Transportation Commission, the Arlington Avenue bridges were built in the 1930s, and they have been categorized as structurally deficient by the Nevada Department of Transportation. And finally, this week, Christmas tree permits in the Lake Tahoe Basin sold out in just over an hour. This is the second year permits were sold online. According to the U.S. Forest Service, 1,500 permits went on sale at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, and by 9:15, all permits available for purchase had been sold. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, November 19th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.